Wafa Al-Gutaini knew her son Amir was having developmental delays. At the age of 3, he still wasn't talking. She had him evaluated after his pre-kindergarten teacher noticed other problems.
They said he has PT delays, physical. He falls down every time he runs, and his motor skills are very low.
That was 2 years ago. Now, Amir is getting ready to enter kindergarten. Outside the family's apartment complex in East Harlem, his 2.5-year-old brother chats and squeals, but Amir barely talks. A Department of Education psychologist drew up a legal document this summer that requires Amir to be in a special education class with no more than 12 students assigned to a teacher. But when his mother went to the local school, PS 50, she says the principal told her she didn't have the money or teachers to create a small class. Al-Gutaini says she then met with a man at a downtown enrollment center.
He told me that the principal has to take my child because it's our home school, PS 50. He has to go here. And then I told him that they don't have enough teachers even in the school to open a small class for my child. He said, well, don't worry about it. We will send the funds. We will speak to the principal. We will send her an email.
Al-Gutaini learned last week that her school will be able to place Amir in a small class. Chief Academic Officer Shail Polakosaransky concedes it's been a confusing time because some schools aren't used to serving kids with particular disabilities. But he says the city is working to help them.
In almost every instance that's come to our attention, there was two solutions that we found. One is the school actually did have enough resources to program their staff and meet those kids' needs. And in some cases, they didn't. And with some additional resources, they could. And so we've allocated that.
Saransky says the city has budgeted at least $30 million to help schools with the new reform. Only in rare cases will children be sent to schools outside their local zone. A few principals tell WNYC that they have been able to enroll children they might not have served in the past. But the school year starts Thursday, and some parents are still waiting to hear whether their children with special needs can go to their local schools. Rachel Howard is executive director of the group Resources for Children with Special Needs, which has been helping parents.
Our concern is that given the time frame and the way this has rolled out, that plans are being changed without the parents' participation, informed consent, and understanding.
The city's effort to make sure that every school serves every child, regardless of need, is one part of the change in special education. The other is to include more kids with special needs in mainstream classes. Studies show that children do much better academically when they're integrated, and schools have been told to make inclusion a bigger priority. However, critics say the city doesn't have a good track record of meeting the individual needs of each child. Attorney Neil Rosenberg has spent 30 years representing parents of children with special needs. He predicts a tsunami of litigation if this reform doesn't work out.
If you get to a situation which is a stalemate, where the principal basically says, look, I've got to put your child in a different program, and the parent says, no, you don't, that case is going to wind up at an impartial hearing.
The Department of Education has accused attorneys like Rosenberg of running a cottage industry to get children with special needs educated in private schools at taxpayer expense. In fact, the city spent over $150 million last year for children with disabilities to attend private special ed schools. That's because their families proved the public schools weren't able to meet their needs. Of course, if the new reform works, more students will get the services they need in their local schools, potentially saving the city from lawsuits. But right now, that's still a big if. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.